Now when I came to the ship and to the sea, I chid my men, confronting each in turn. But no help could we find. The kine were dead already. Soon, too, the gods made prodigies appear. The skins would crawl, the spitted flesh, both roast and raw, would moan, and sounds came forth like those of kine. For 6 days afterwards my trusty comrades feasted, for they had driven away the best of the sun's kine. But when Zeus, the son of Cronus, brought the 7th day round, then the wind ceased to blow a gale, and we, in haste embarking, put forth on the open sea, setting our mast and hoisting the white sail. Nevertheless, when we had left the island and no other land appeared, but only sky and sea, the son of Cronus set a dark cloud over the hollow ship, and the deep gloomed below. The ship ran on for no long time, for soon a shrill west wind arose, blowing a heavy gale. The storm of wind snapped both the forestays of the mast. Back the mast fell, and all its gear lay scattered in the hold. At the ship's stern it struck the helmsman on the head, and crushed his skull all in an instant. Like a diver from the deck he dropped, and from his frame the strong life fled. Zeus at the same time thundered, hurling his bolt against the ship. She quivered in every part, struck by the bolt of Zeus, and filled with sulphur smoke. Out of the ship my comrades fell, and then, like sea fowl, were borne by the side of the black ship along the waves. God cut them off from coming home. I myself paced the ship until the surge tore her ribs off the keel, which the waves then carried along dismantled. The mast broke at the keel, but to it clung the backstay made of oxhide. With this I bound the two together, keel and mast, and getting a seat on these, I drifted before the deadly winds. And now the west wind ceased to blow a gale, but soon the south wind came and brought me anguish that I must measure back my way to fell Charybdis. All night I drifted on, and with the sunrise I came to Scylla's crag and dire Charybdis. She, at that moment, sucked the salt sea water down, and when to the tall fig tree I was upward borne, I clutched and clung as a bat clings. Yet I could nowhere set my feet firmly down or climb the tree, for its roots were far away and out of reach its branches, and these were long and large and overspread Charybdis. But steadily I clung, until she should disgorge my mast and keel. And, as I hoped, they came, though it was late. But at the hour one rises from the assembly for his supper, after deciding many quarrels of contentious men, then was it that the timbers came to light from out Charybdis. I let go feet and hands, and down I dropped by the long timbers, and getting a seat on these, rowed onward with my hands. But the father of men and gods gave me no further sight of Scylla, or else I should not have escaped from utter ruin. Thence, for 9 days I drifted. On the 10th, at night, gods brought me to the island of Ogygia, where dwells Calypso, a fair-haired, powerful goddess, human of speech. She welcomed me and gave me care. Why tell the tale? It was but yesterday I told it in the hall to you and your good wife. And it is irksome to tell a plain-told tale a second time.